G'day and welcome to the Garden Clinic Podcasts. I'm Linda Ross, and each week we meet plant lovers, designers, and experts in their field from all around Australia. Today we meet Mark Engel, third generation citrus nurseryman, to debunk a few myths about growing citrus. Well, citrus are the perfect fruit tree for New South Wales and Sydney. They grow as great feature trees, you know, the old lemon out the back, or you could have an orchard situation where you plant them at 3 metre centres. You can espalier them onto a fence like we do. You could grow them as a hedge between neighbours, and they look great on balconies. Limes, lemons, oranges, mandarins, grapefruits and clementines. They rock. But their big problem is citrus leaf miner, a little insect that causes deformed leaves, curl and track marks in the leaf. So here to tell us a little bit more about this insect and debunk a couple of myths is the citrus legend, third generation citrus nurseryman who started in Carlingford, moved to Dural. We have Mark Engel on the line. Good morning.
Hi Linda, how are you?
Very well. We had a fun workshop the last Friday, didn't we?
Oh, it was fantastic. I love talking to people that have a passion for plants.
And, yeah, you nearly talk as much as me.
I think a little bit more, mate.
Yeah, I think you did. Look, we had a great 2-3 hour session talking citrus because as lovely as they are and as bountiful as they can be, they do get a few little issues. And one topic that really piqued my interest was when you talked to us about the citrus leaf miner, and you know we get zillions of calls about citrus leaf miner. So firstly, Mark, can you just tell us what is citrus leaf miner?
Yeah, no problem. Citrus leaf miner basically is a small little nocturnal moth. It's lucky for it to be a centimetre long. It's nocturnal, so it mainly flies around of a night, so you won't see it. And even if you do disturb it during the day, it's so small, you're likely to miss it.
Yeah.
And the biggest secret about it is that it's mainly a summer pest. At this time of year, it's just too cold and it won't be around at all. So, yeah, it's a little moth that actually flies around and then it lands on your leaf and it lays its little eggs, which are so minute you won't see. The little eggs hatch and they turn into like a little larvae that mines through the leaves, and that's what leaves your little silvery snail trail kind of thing on the leaf. And then when it's finished eating as much of your leaf as it can, it then cocoons. And so it rolls over the ends of the leaf and forms a little cocoon. And like that book that you've probably read because you've got kids, The Hungry Little Caterpillar, it pupates for, I think it's about 7 days, and then out pops another moth.
Okay, so that's the issue, and it's a summer issue usually.
Yeah.
When we have deformed and ugly leaves now, what can we do in winter to control, well, the look?
Yeah, well, that's the thing where everyone gets confused. They'll see a leaf now that's damaged and it's gone a bit brown where that snail or where that trail was that the larvae has eaten, and they think that the leaf miner's there now. Unfortunately, it's not. It's gone, and it's long gone because it's winter. So that damage was probably done last February, March, at the end of summer.
Yep.
And so that damage that's there now, no matter how much you spray it, it's not going to turn into like a good leaf again. So all you can do is really cut that off.
Yep.
And the big thing is you've just got to protect the new leaves coming into summer, next year. Basically we say with leaf miner, this is in Sydney, you don't really need to start spraying for it until December. And then if you spray probably about every 3 weeks through until late autumn, so say April, May, then you should cover leaf miner. If you see any damage around now, like I said, it was done long ago and you could spray it 15 times a day, it's not going to help it.
So we need to get the garden diary out in December. We need to start spraying citrus with eco oil.
Yeah, eco oil is definitely the best. Most of the oils were designed for it, but I find eco oil is the best because it's a botanical-based oil, so it's nice and safe. And basically the way it does, it's ingenious and it's very, very simple. It just covers that leaf with a fine layer of oil. And when that little moth, that little real small minute moth comes down to land, it actually slips and it can't stay still. And so it won't lay its eggs there. It'll fly off and, you know, find your neighbour's citrus tree and lay the eggs there.
So that's one good organic control. And you've got big trees. You know, that's fine if it's a small tree and you can cover it.
Yep.
You've got big trees. Would you use a power, battery-operated sprayer?
Yeah, something like that, or a backpack for sure. The other thing is, it's bad to say, but if you've got like a massive tree in your backyard, if it gets a little bit of leaf miner damage up on those top growth, you're likely not even to see it.
True.
So, yeah, honestly, I don't worry about it too much on really big advanced trees. But if you've got a small little tree that you're trying to establish, yes, you do have to prevent it, because if that little tree does get infected, then it's going to distort all its new growth. It won't kill the tree and it won't affect your fruit at all, but it makes a small little tree look ugly.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Now,
the
there's a...
The other big hint too is when you do use that eco oil over it, 9 times out of 10, that little moth goes to the underside of the leaf.
Yeah,
so
right.
When you spray, make sure you spray under the undersides of the leaves as well.
Great tip. Now, there's a new product by the same people who bring out Eco Wall, and it's the Eco Organic Citrus Leaf Miner Trap.
Yes.
Just to bait the males.
Yeah, well, you apparently mentioned it on radio the other week, and I haven't been able to get hold of any because they've been sold out.
I know. But, you know, everyone bought them and rushed home and put them up in the tree, and so the information, you know, you're telling us is they're not active, so it's a bit silly to put it in the tree now.
Yeah, they're not active at this time of year. Like, once we start to warm up, and it'll be, like, late spring into early summer, like around that late November, December period, is when you'll start to see them active again. And that's when you really should put your traps out in the trees. I've been talking to organic crop protectants, the makers of those, and, yeah, we're certainly going to order some and use them in the nursery this season. And, yeah, because they've got the pheromone in them, they'll attract the males. I don't think they will fully eradicate the pest, but they'll certainly be a really good monitor. And once you see them in there, you know that you better get out with your eco oil and spray the trees to prevent the leaf miner.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. It's a little bit like the lure for the fruit fly. Once you've got those first males in that lure, then you know,
hang on
a minute, let's get serious.
That's right, exactly. And that's the other thing. With the eco oil, it is only a preventative. So once the pest has hit your new leaves, if you've forgotten to spray, go out, nip them off with your secateurs, put them in the bin, and then spray the rest of the new growth with your eco oil just to prevent the moth laying the eggs.
That's fantastic news. A lot of questions we also get is about little brown spots inside the lemons.
Yeah, that can be numerous things. And we had that lady on Friday asking about that. It's often the spiny citrus bug that causes that. Most people know the bronze orange bug. The stink bug, the shield one. Whereas the spiny citrus bug, very similar, but it's just got sharp little shoulders, like points on its shoulders, and it's green. It comes earlier in the season when the fruit are about half ripe, and it can actually pierce into the skin of the fruit. And just where it pierces in is actually just a good source of fungal, and that's often what causes that brown kind of little rotting inside. Also, it could be fruit fly, but generally fruit flies, again, not around at this time of year. It's too cold, so you don't get too much attack of fruit fly on citrus.
The other thing I saw quite prevalent in one of your trees was sooty mould, and a lot of people, I imagine, if they got sooty mould on the outside of a fruit, or a lemon or a lime, would actually just throw it out. But you have a very simple solution.
Yeah, well, we did cheat a little bit on Friday. We had a wonderful baskets of fruit that all looked nice and special, and then I showed you some of the trees we picked them off. And unfortunately, like a lot of people, we didn't have time, and one or two trees weren't sprayed, and yes, they had a bit of sooty mould. The old scrubbing brush worked the treat. Just a little bit of warm water, scrubbing brush, pulls it off, and, you wouldn't know the difference.
You really wouldn't.
No. Sooty mould, it makes the things look ugly, but as we discussed on Friday, it is a secondary kind of infection. You've either got some sort of scale or aphids that have been around, and the sooty mould has just grown on the excreta of that aphids or scale.
And again, the eco oil's the treatment.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we're coming up to the 8:30 news, but I would really love to just get your tips on feeding citrus in pots. So many of us have balconies and we want that lemon bounty in winter. Can you just give us a few little tips on feeding citrus in pots?
Yeah. I love all the organic stuff. So Organic Life, Organic Extra, Dynamic Lifter, anything like that's fine. Don't be sparingly, put it on. Citrus love a good feed, and change it up a bit. Every couple of months, give it something different. You can give it some of the liquid fertilisers, but you tend to have to give it to them fairly often. So, yeah, I just like the organic stuff. Even a little bit of blood and bone every now and then won't hurt. And don't be afraid. Just make sure you water the pots well beforehand, fertilise, and then water it in well.
Beautiful, Mark. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. You know I love a good chat.
Look, we have to get you on more often. That's Mark Engel. He's out there today, that beautiful nursery, Engel's Nursery, on New Line Road, Dural. It got the most beautiful citrus orange I tasted last Friday was the Jopper, Mark.
Yeah, real old-fashioned variety, but a real winner.
Very big crop.
Yeah, fruits heavily every year. And just a really good all-round orange.
And when did that come out to Australia? You said pretty early on.
First Fleet.
Yeah, isn't that
with the First Fleet.
Great think, yeah. Little bit of history. Thanks, darling.
No worries.
And that orange that he just mentioned, that's his favourite orange, and I hadn't really heard it much before, and you might never have heard about it, Jopper, J-O-P-P-A, a great orange that came out on the First Fleet.
Thanks for listening. For more of our podcasts, go to our website, gardenclinic.com.